Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. Merry Christmas, everyone. May the peace that transcends all understanding surround you now, going forward in a year. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Man, I'm telling you, it's going on, people. And the hits will just keep on coming. The uncovering that's going on, from the shaking that's happening, it's happening, people. And rejoice and be exceedingly glad for the time that you're living in. Enjoy this particular refreshing that's been happening. Oh, my goodness, I love that refreshing. You know, it's just such a blessing, I got to tell you. You know, back to Acts chapter 3 and verse 19 out of the Amplified Version. So repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, and return to God. Seek His purpose for your life. This is the time of year to be doing it, especially this time in the world system between the celebration of Christmas, Christmas Day, and the new year. You know, this is a time to spend some time being quiet with God, get before Him, return to Him, to God, seek His purpose for your life. Do that, you know, because I'm telling you, and I've said it many times over these last broadcasts, you know, you were created for a purpose, and if nothing else, just to live your life and enjoy it, doing things God's way. Do it His way. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His way of doing things, and all these things will be added unto you. And many of you are new believers, especially, don't know anything about the kingdom of God. One of the smartest things I ever did when I was first born again, you know, and I was college educated, I was quantitative analytical, I looked to science as my God for all the answers, and especially biology and stuff, but it wasn't there. And there's so much corruption going on through all of that. Science has manipulated the entire world. You hear about you've heard of the military industrial complex. There's the medical industrial complex. There's the educational industrial complex. They've manipulated things for their way, for greed. They've sold out to it, you know, but God's not that way. God's for you, man. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you, you know? And it's always amazing to me as I look unto Him. And a lot of times I don't even know what I'm going to minister in the way that I'm going to minister. And it used to make me nervous, but I don't get nervous about that anymore. I let God be God, and I follow after Him. And He always leads me and guides me. He always gives me a scripture, because the Lord God, He's right now, He's worthy to be all praise. He's causing righteousness and praise of Him to spring forth in this Christmas season, to spring forth before all the nations. That's actually Isaiah chapter 61, verses 10 and 11 that I've written in here. But all you really need to know is God is for you, people. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Commit yourself to it. You know, it's not hard. You know, my oldest brother and his wife, Gary and Jeannie, they have great grandchildren, And they're always blown away when they learn that they read the Bible through yearly on a regular basis, because kids see that book, you know, and wow, that thing's thick, and you've read it through every year. Absolutely, you know, that's the way you do it. Always put God's word first in your life. Seek him early during the day when you first get up, before you start your day, and you'll find him. If I put it this way, if you make time for God, he'll make time for you every day. And, you know, all you got to do is maybe commit 15 minutes of your beginning of your every day, totally maybe 20. Say, give him the first 20 minutes of your day. I know Dutch Sheets has a ministry out there called Give Him 15. You know, and, you know, for me, I always like to read my daily reading of the scripture. Just so that, you know, I start in the beginning at the book of Genesis, and I read all the way through to the end of Revelation. I start the book of Genesis on January 1st of this year, 2025. I'll start again with that and go all the way through to December 35th and 1st, and by then I'll have been done with the last paragraph or last verse of the last book of the book of Revelation, you know, and then I start again. I do that every year. Plus, I have my regular readings that I do studying, you know, study as a minister. I study to find myself approved of God, and I have the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me in my studies and go forward with them. The Lord is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness. Oh my God, there's gross darkness covering the world. There's gross darkness covering the people, but God's light is shining brightly on you, and that light that shined in the darkness, the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. You know, lights can be seen from a long distance in the most pitch of black. You can strike a match and it can be seen for miles. And it can be a tip-off, you know. So, and most people out there trying to hide out in the darkness, they know, and they don't want no light. But when the light comes, great revelation happens, and that's exactly what's going on. And with this time of refreshing, and again, I'm referring to Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, that refreshing right now is like a cool, cool wind on a hot day. Imagine yourself, you're down in, you know, South Texas, and it's just boiling hot, or you're over there in Louisiana on the Gulf, and it's 90 degrees outside, the sun's shining, and it's 95% humidity. It's a new definition of breaking a sweat when you're in that kind of weather. But then here come a cool breeze, you know, just blowing across your face, and nothing can be more refreshing than that. And I know myself, one time last summer, one of my sons, Tyler, he's a builder, and I was up just helping him out one day, giving him a little bit of a hand as a laborer, and we were sweating, man. We were inside this box. The sun was shining directly over it, over us, and we were in the process of doing some cement work, and I stood up, and here comes this breeze swinging through that pit and hole that we were down in as we were setting up and working that cement work for the foundation. And it was just so refreshing, you know. And I think back on that, you know, that's the refreshing that's going on right now for all of us, you know. And God's, you know, there is shaking going on. The judgment's happening. And the plumb line that's out there being hung down from heaven, on one side of that plumb line are the shepherds, the true shepherds of God. And on the other side, they're showmen, you know, and that shaking's affecting their position and where they're at right now. Judgment's fallen people everywhere throughout the world, and judgment always comes to God's house first, and it's happening, and it's going to continue to happen because corruption gets into the church too, and it has to be dealt with. And you know, God's watching out after you. All you need to know in your life is God is for you, and when God is for you, who or what can be against you? He loves you. He prays for you. He cares for you. And this year, 2025, is going to be a year like none other for everybody. We're coming into a golden age. A long time ago, the Lord pointed me to this time and told me that the 2020s are going to be like the roaring the roaring 20s. Things began to roar. Much tumult, much going on in 2020 coming forward out of that. But the roaring now, the financial blessing, the blessing of the Lord, because judgment's falling everywhere. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's all His. And of the increase of His government, there is no change. That that golden era that we're coming into now is for your sake, for your blessing, and God, because God's up in the game and His game, because He's not going to come back until the church, the body of believers out there, not the buildings, not the so-called Christian religions that are out there, but the body of Christ Himself, the body of believers. There'll be churches in that mix, obviously, but you know, it's really for the believer, because at first and foremost, your relationship with Christ is a personal relationship. That's why when He spoke to Nicodemus, you know, Nicodemus questioned, well, you know, Jesus told him, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus couldn't figure out what He meant, because what do you mean? I got to crawl back into my mother's womb to be born again? It's a spiritual rebirth. It's a spiritual rebirth that you have to believe for. And the moment you do it, by believing in your heart and confessing Jesus as Lord in your life and inviting Him into your life, you immediately get translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, where in that kingdom all the promises are yes and amen. And then you're immediately translated out of that kingdom into the kingdom of His dear Son. You become a citizen of the kingdom of God. Learn to, you know, commit yourself to doing things His way. Occupy until He comes. But in that process, know that that final outpouring that God has promised us is now just getting underway, and it's all about the glorification of His church. Because once the church becomes glorified, He's going to come back and take us home. That will begin the final rapture of the church and the final 7-year period of tribulation that Daniel talked about in his book. So. And revealed to us in His book. But we're living in a wonderful time, so stay in faith. You know, as you spend your time this year and at the end of 2024 and moving into 2025, I like it when the new year falls and the Christmas falls in the middle of the week. People stay home during that time. I know a lot of people go out to the Christmas Eve midnight mass type of thing and celebrate the birth of Christ, and it is an anointed and awesome service. But you know, a lot of people just stay home. I always give the people the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day off, because I want them to be at home celebrating with their families, because God is a family man first and foremost. He gave us a family. You know, He created Adam. Adam had Eve, and then they beget all their children after that. God is a family man first and foremost. The enemy's always after the family, because family's important to God. And yes, there's gross darkness in families too, but God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh everywhere. And, you know, things are happening because of that outpouring. So this Christmas, though, stay in faith, you know, and pray for our president while you're in this time, in enjoying this respite, this refreshing that's happening right now. Enjoy it. At the same time, pray, you know, stay in faith. And while you're praying, pray for the president, and pray that he receives godly spiritual discernment as he picks his administration, and continue to pray that all the enemies of our nation and the nations of this world continue to be uncovered, exposed, righteously judged, and their wickedness be done away with. And don't back off of that, people. Do not capitulate. The enemy's the same. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's the father of lies. There's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks, he's lying to you. The whole world's been rattled. People here in the United States have been rattled. Tens of millions of people voted for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Barack Obama, but it's turning out that you know, that was a mistake. Now, they might have done it in ignorance, for sure, and they're just like anybody else, seeking after the truth. And in God and His family, you know, as I meet people everywhere from all different cultures, from all different walks of life, you know, they're all family people, you know, first and foremost, and they are seeking the truth, you know, and that's what people want to know. And the problem with the enemy, when you believe in and act on him, he's a liar and the father of lies. And whenever you believe in and act on a lie, you end up somewhere else than where you thought you were going, Well, that is a time for a great adjustment, you know, and quit. And when you make the decision to quit accepting lies, and especially and most importantly, to quit lying to yourself, and you look, and even though you may not know him, the God of heaven, if you look to that God and ask him to reveal the truth to you, he will do just that, because Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through him. And you start that off by getting born again. Jesus said, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. There's no other way to the God, the one only true real God in this world, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the great three in one. There is no other God. He created it all, and in him is life, and he's come so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And as you pursue him and get into that, simply by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth Jesus is Lord, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made into salvation. You have to do it and declare it out loud enough, at least so your own ears can hear it. And then you have to go out and tell somebody that you said the prayer. When you do that, then you get immediately translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and you can start living the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Just be determined to do things his way. Do what he tells you to do. Say what he tells you to say. Don't do what he tells you not to do. Don't say what he tells you not to say. And in that, commit yourself daily to his word. And as you make time for God, he will make time for you. God made time. You know, he created time. He created this 7,000 year period. When we go into the eighth year, the 8,000th year, we're going to be in eternity. And it's really, it just gets better, sweeter and sweeter as the songs say, as the days go by. And this is the new year that we're coming into. It is going to be a year of tremendous victory for believers. And, you know, millions upon millions, the revival that's going on, the healing ministries that are breaking forth, they're going on harder and faster than they have ever gone, at a pace so much greater than what we were expecting or knew, because, you know, God's on the move. And as he told me during the week of Thanksgiving, as the as I was praying in my own study time and in my own personal time before the Lord, as a matter of fact, I was texting somebody when it came to me. He spoke to me while I was doing a text to somebody else about something else. He said, and the hits will just keep on coming, more and more and more. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no prayer. No end. So stay in faith this season, people that we're in right now. Enjoy the refreshing that's happening on. Continue to pray that all the enemies of our nation and the nations of the world continue to be uncovered. And this Christmas will become a Christmas to be remembered. Jesus Christ is in you, believer, the hope of glory. His glory in you is in process of an update that has taken you to a whole new level. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Prepare for increased revelation in every area of your life. Now, I haven't even gone into how do you keep in contact with us, or contact us here at the ministry. Touch by Him Ministries, touchbyhim.org, or type in tbhm.org, and it will take you to our website at the bottom of our web page. As you're driving down the road here, people, make note of this in your mind. You can recall later, tbhm.org, our mailing address, Touch by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can also make out your checks if you want to send in an offering that way. You can do it. And if we've ministered to you spiritually, then support us in the worldly things that we need to help our ministry go forward. And as I've said in previous broadcasts, I'm believing for another 10,000 new ministry supporters, not the existing ones. They're already continuing to do their part, and God's blessing them like never before. But continue offering up. Our new believers will be offering even $5 a month who listen to this broadcast on a regular basis. 10,000 new believers coming in that way, so that we can move into these other areas that God's revealed to us that he wants us to go into. And God will bless you for it. He'll measure it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So Touched by Him Ministries. You can call us by phone, 970-314-4077. If you get a voicemail, call us back, or leave the message that you've called us for. Make that the point of contact. Touched by Him Ministries. We're named after the woman with the issue of blood who said, "If I may but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole." Her opportunity came. She declared it in her heart and believed on it. When her opportunity came, God made the opportunity available to her. She reached out in the midst of everybody at risk and great peril to her own life, touched the hem of His garment, and she was made whole. And wholeness is more than what you think it is. The word salvation means complete and total soundness in every area of life. The life with nothing missing, nothing broken. Yes, it means that once you're saved and born again, when you pass away from this world, you won't go to hell, but you'll go to heaven and spend eternity with a loving and true God. I know there's people out there in so-called Christian ministries who don't believe there's a hell. Man, hell's a real place. Jesus went down there. He took the keys of death and hell from Satan himself right out of his hand, in much shock and awe to all those that were down there, stripped Satan of all of his beauty and all the stones that the Father had put in him. And he has nothing now. You know, he's trying to hang on to the best that he can, but there's no truth in him. He's totally deceived. When you believe in and act on the things that he does, it's going to produce bondage for you in your life. And many people right now at the highest levels of Satan worship are just finding how desperate they are. You're finding out how desperate they are. The bondage is great, and there's no escaping it. You know, they've turned their back on the one true and living God. So, you know, hell's a real place, you know, and the soul that sinneth shall surely die. And it's not death from this earth and you flow into nothingness. That's not it. That's not it at all. You are an eternal being. You know, you have witness of that eternalness inside of you. Even as you age, there's still that person inside of you that's eternal. And even though your body and the mirror reflection shows you've aged and aged greatly and there's pains in your body or whatever, your eternal youth is still alive and young as it ever was, because it's always is, always was, always shall be. You were created in the image of God. In the image of God, He made you, but you have to choose Him. He's not going to force Himself upon you, but He gives you great evidence that He wants relationship with you in your entire life. So the moment you get saved, you're translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. And there's a victory that you can go forth in to walk in, a victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And in Him, as you study His word daily, making time for Him, as I mentioned earlier, when you make time for Him going forward, He makes time for you. You'll get everything that you need to get accomplished at any given point in time on any given day. And then after that, also, you will have a victory, an eternal victory. So when you die, the soul that sinneth shall surely die. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord or not. You know, we always keep praying for all our loved ones, even those that seem like they're not with God or on God anymore, but He owns the keys to death and hell. On their way down, if they die not knowing in Christ, He can snatch them up, because He has the keys to death and hell. Satan doesn't own that anymore. God took it from him when He died, was buried, then rose again on the third day, paying a price for us. He came so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. He paid the price for us at the cross, a price that He didn't know, on a debt that we didn't even know we had. So this is a great year, people. You're going to go into it. And salvation is complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. It does include the spiritual. When you die, you go into an eternity to be present with the Lord, and that's where you'll be from that point going forward. You're going to be greeted by people in heaven that you never even knew about, and everybody in heaven who's your family now, even the members of the people whose stories are in the Bible who are in heaven right now, they're going to come around and introduce themselves and love on you, because, you know, you're family to them now. We're all family. So God is that way. But so when you die, or what, the moment you get saved, spiritually, yes, you're born again, you're a citizen of the kingdom of God, and when you pass from this earth, naturally you go to heaven immediately, and there you'll spend your eternity with a one true loving God who loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. But also, salvation is the soulish realm, your mind, your will, and your emotions. He helps you there. And you can live the victory emotionally in this world, not just spiritually, but emotionally, complete and total soundness, you know, the sound mind. You can have the mind of Christ. Also, he gives you the physical nature. He was wounded for our transgressions. Health and healing is yours and available through him, and he'll show you the way to it, and he'll heal, you know, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear, the blind will see, the dead in Christ shall be raised. He is life unto those who find him, and health to all your flesh. As you put his word first place in your life, his word goes before you. It will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. So he's a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That is, so it's spirit, soul, and body. Soul being your mind, your will, and your emotions. A healthy mind, will, and emotions. It's your body. You know, by his stripes you were healed. It's also the social realm of family and friends all around you, and it's financial as well. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's, and that includes all the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills. So in that, you have great victory, you have great salvation, and that is what is going on this year like never before. So understand this, there's great change going on everywhere. He started this outpouring, he started this shaking. He's told us in Haggai 2 verses 6 and 7, and then again in the book of Hebrews, yet once it's a little while, and he's going to shake heaven and earth and the sea and the dry land, and he's shaken all nations, and the desire of all nations, which is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, shall come, and he's going to fill this house, which is your body, believers, with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Ministries will collapse, so-called Christian ministries, others will realign, and unknowns in this time are going to be elevated. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. What a year you're coming into, 2025, you know, the remainder of the year, 5785 on the new calendar. Get ready. The final outpouring of God is underway, and he's going to move heaven and earth to give you an opportunity if you haven't taken it up before. But when you're looking for the truth, you're going to end up at the foot of the cross. A great revival is underway, and God's going out before him. And the moment you get saved, all the promises of God in him, Jesus, the anointed one, and his anointing are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God. Unto the glory of God by us and through us. So stay in faith, people. Do those prayers that I mentioned for you. Pray for our president, that he receives godly spiritual discernment. You know, he needs that. He's got to have it. And whether he has it or not, we have to pray for it, that God will give it to him for our sake. Because in that, you cannot solve spiritual problems with worldly solutions. The only way you can do it is through spiritual answers. The world always turns to their system first, and they'll sue you or attack you or whatever, but that's not God's way. Always turn unto God with your issues, with your problems. You know, lean upon him, not your own understanding. He'll make the way for you where there is no way, and he'll see to your victory. He will, you know, because you set your love upon him by receiving him as Lord and Savior and calling him Lord, which means that you're going to do what he tells you to do and say what he tells you to say. He's going to go before you. You know, he'll be with you in trouble. He will deliver you. He will honor you. And with long life, will he satisfy you? Always live your life to the length in which, until you are totally satisfied. Man, what a time to be alive. Merry Christmas, everybody. It will be a Christmas to remember. Jesus Christ is in you, believer, and the hope of his glory in you is in process of an update. This is that refreshing that's going on, filling you up. The old is going out, and he's making room for more in you that is taking you to a whole new level. This is a time to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Prepare for increased revelation in every area of life. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. This will be one for the tally books. You're going to remember it. His peace be upon you now and into the new year. Let the rejoicing begin. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up and glorified.